from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the Middletown School Board has voted to remove the state's guidance on transgender students from its district policy. The board's decision also removed all edits the board had made to the policy, including making teachers inform parents if a student was using a different name or a different bathroom. The board's vote was made without drama during a meeting. Earlier, a pro-LGBTQ plus group had planned to have protesters at the meeting, but changed its mind at the last minute. Marlboro and Manalapan English Town school boards are expected to follow suit. New Jersey may force the MVC and inspection centers to tell you when there's an open recall on your vehicle, whenever you go in for an inspection or need to update registration. The Alliance for Automotive Innovation says right now, one in five vehicles on the road still have an open recall.
This simple legislation would dramatically increase road safety and help increase the completion rate of important vehicle safety recalls.
Advocates say a lot of drivers miss these notices from the manufacturer, or they never get one because they purchased the vehicle off the secondary market. Israel is set to receive six more hostages held by Hamas on Saturday.
Sources told NBC News that in addition to these six hostages, Hamas is expected to turn over the bodies of multiple hostages on Thursday. Of the 33 people set to be released in the first phase of the ceasefire deal, six living hostages and eight dead ones remain in the hands of Hamas. Every previous release of Israeli hostages has been accompanied by the release of dozens of Palestinians detained in Israeli prisons. I'm Brian Shook.
A federal judge is expected to issue a ruling by the end of the day on a lawsuit over Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. 14 states are asking for a temporary restraining order that would block Doge from firing employees and gaining access to sensitive records. The group of state attorneys general has argued the power granted to Musk by President Trump is unconstitutional. During a hearing Monday, the judge said the states must prove there is an extreme threat of imminent harm. She added that she's so far not seeing the harms they're claiming. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will we get hit with more snow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There are no significant widespread snowstorms on the horizon for New Jersey in the next 7 to 10 days. That takes us to the end of February. Yes, a bit of snow will clip our southern coast tomorrow, but for most of the state, it's not going to matter. You don't have to change your plans. No travel impacts. We're only looking at an inch or two of accumulation centered on far southern New Jersey, and that's it. Mainly clear tonight, lows in the teens, wind chills dropping into the single digits. Bundle up. Turning cloudy tomorrow, highs only reach the upper 20s. Light snow clipping the southern coast late tomorrow. Continuing chance of snow showers on Thursday. It'll be mostly cloudy with a biting breeze. Highs around 30. And then finally, we get a little bit warmer on Friday with lots of sunshine. Highs push into the mid-30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Newark 27, Edison 28, Mount Holly 27. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.